Welcome to Scale Your Charisma, the podcast for innovative sales and marketing leaders. I'm Jeff Leo Herman, and as the head of growth and innovation at Fathom, I'm simply happy to share how we use video, content, and social media to scale our relationships and revenue. This ain't no phase, no longer grazing in this field I once laid. It's Jeff, and today is Wednesday, July 13th, and welcome to episode 40 of the Scale Your Charisma podcast, as well as day 12 of our 30-day YouTube video communications challenge. So today we are literally killing two birds with one stone. I am simultaneously recording the audio for the podcast, episode 40, and also recording video just using my Mac in the screen cam to tuck in day 12 of our 30-day video communications challenge. This has been an interesting process, right? And recording video every day for 30 days is hard, and I knew it would be hard, and I even tend to do personal topics on weekends, but we're making it through. We've only missed 2 days, so I will record 30 days. They may not be consecutive, but my goal is to do it on a consistent basis, because consistency is the key to content marketing. So anyway, the topic today, I'm sitting for once. Normally I never sit. I always stand when I record, and I like to jump around. And we talked a few days ago about tips for video recording and video communications and using a tripod and standing just so it's more lively and more energetic. But I'm sitting today because we're going to talk about more of a personal nature and specifically and this relates to our lives, both personally and professionally. And the goal today is really to talk about the attributes of a high-performing team. And this impacts us, once again, no matter where we go in our personal life, our family life, and in our professional life, because I got some really great insight from a super guy named Matthew Previtz. And this guy is a rock star. He's in the Navy, in intelligence. He's also works for at a high level at a technology company, and what his key learnings are from, he's a coach, a rowing coach for one of the local high schools here in the Cleveland area, and he's done an excellent job. And so he gave us a presentation at our recent leadership management offsite on working together and how to collaborate and drive and build high performance teams. And I had to share this with you because something else we've talked about as I relate to the personal nature, you know, in July, and we've talked about this a lot on our videos, it's baseball time, right? My 10-year-old, he'll be 10 tomorrow, actually, on July 14th, but he's playing on the 10U district team as he's been a pure 9-year-old. And I've probably learned more from the baseball experience in the past couple weeks about teamwork and teammates and preparation and practice and really just, you know, working on your craft, but also being a great team member. Learned a ton about this process, and it made me think about the attributes of a high-performing team. Because what are the goals? Are the goals, you know, let's talk about baseball, for example. Coaching a bunch of 10-year-olds. That's a tough job. Is the goal to win a game, or is the goal to build, you know, fine young men into champions with the result being they win a game? And coaching in sales or coaching your marketing team or coaching any team you have from a professional standpoint. Are you coaching to win a game, or are you coaching to build champions, to build leaders, and to help them reach, you know, the highest level? And the result of that will be winning the game. And one's kind of a transactional method. The other is more of an aspirational method. And so I wanted to run through the attributes of a high-performing team really quick. Once again, this is from Matt Previtz. He's a great guy. Check him out on LinkedIn at Matthew Previtz, Previtz. Super guy. If you ever need insight, motivation around high-performing teams, he's a great guy to work with. So he lists these attributes, right? There are four main attributes, and he ranks them on a scale of low, median, and high. And this just gave us a lot to think about. So the four attributes, attribute number one is character. And so do you have a poor reputation? Are you ethical? Are you taking shortcuts? Or do you have a high reputation, high degree of integrity, truth in the face of disciplinary action. Do you own your results? Do you bring forward issues appropriately? Character is one of the key drivers of a high-performing team and making sure we all have the same level of character and that there's a high degree of trust that's built, because with high-character people, there is implicit trust built into this process. And you can really move forward faster because there's an implicit trust across the team. And so character is critical, but you know, this is something that we talked about even with my son as he's gone through, you know, baseball through this whole entire year. He has good days and bad days, right? We all have good days and bad days. Some days he pitches, throws strikes, just, you know, really crushing it. Other days he's throwing wild pitches and accidentally hitting kids and just off his game. And this has led to many conversations around preparation and are we hydrating and are we getting a rest and are we, you know, taking cuts at the tee. But it's also led to, you know, conversations around character. Because if you get frustrated and you opt out, you know, that lacks character. You want to have a great reputation. So these have just all been great coaching opportunities and great learning opportunities for all of us as it relates to taking personal, you know, situations into professional situations. So character is, of course, one of the keys to a high-performing team. Second, competence. And of course, competence is critical. Do you have a lack of experience? And are you hesitant to learn and adapt? And do you fear change? Or are you high in competence, so you have multiple areas of knowledge, you seek continuous improvement, and you have years of experience, and you just pursue excellence? And one of the keys there I really like, and what we encourage both personally and professionally as it relates to building the champions of tomorrow, are, you know, do you seek continuous improvement? Nothing's ever good enough, right? There's always more we can do. There's always more we can, more practice we can take and practice we can initiate to just refine our craft. These days, given the competitive nature of not only direct competitors, but people sitting in their basement building an app, competition is coming out of left field. And so to always refine our craft and continuously improve is really critical. So competency is very important, of course. One of my favorite ones, one I've talked to my son quite a bit, is work ethic, right? So not only do you have character, are you competent, but how hard are you willing to work? And that's the key. So there's natural talent and natural ability, and it's wonderful if you have natural talent and natural ability, but if you're lazy and you have excuses and you take shortcuts, it doesn't matter. And work ethic is something we talk a lot about at home. Are you on time? Do you have perfect attendance? Do you follow the plan? Do you help your peers and subordinates? And are you just working hard and are you hustling? And I tell you what, story I tell a lot, but I'm about average intelligence or maybe slightly above average intelligence, but I like to work really hard versus I'd rather be an average person on the intellectual scale, but just hustle and just go for it versus having natural gifts, natural talents, and being highly intelligent, but kind of not have a sense for what it's like to kind of work hard for something and go for it. So work ethic is critical, something that's always an important part of a high-performing team. And then the last one, part number four, selflessness. So are you a complainer? Do you hide when work was required? Do you only want to know what's in it for me, it says here? Or do you have a great attitude, you teach others, you forgive superiors, peers, and subordinates, and you just prepare yourself and sharpen others? And I think selflessness, once again, in this mode of being part of a team, and sometimes you start and sometimes you don't start, but you're an important part of a team. Every team, there's a role player on every team. And that's an interesting dynamic because you never know what role will be needed at what given moment. And so this notion of just assuming, once again, there's high character, they're all competent, and they're high work ethic, being selfless is easy because you know, given all the other components, that if you contribute and you're selfless and you just contribute what you can and put your effort into the team, you will get great results and you will get, you know, lots of dividends from that process. So I also like, I guess that's why these are four attributes of a high-performing team. They're all great attributes. You may have a favorite one over the other. I do think there's a lot to be said for work ethic and character. Even if you're a little lower on the competency scale, but you work hard, you get a spot on the team. So, and Matt really told some great stories about that, you know, through his coaching experience. So bottom line, like I said, this was more of a kind of blend of personal and professional experience I've had over the last couple weeks. And it's interesting to learn a lot about, you know, sales and marketing and our professional growth by observing a 10-year-old district baseball team. Because, you know, it's just fascinating. And the, once again, the goal, and this has happened, you know, this is talked about in sales management conversations all the time. You don't have pipeline conversations. So if you have a sales manager, or if there is a sales manager that talks about, you know, how are you doing to quota? How are you doing to quota? What's the number? What's the number? What's the number? You know, that's managing to the result, where we want to focus on the activity, right? And how many calls have you made? How many emails have you sent? How many meetings have you prepared? How many times have you helped a prospect? Just all the underlying activity. And if you do the work and drive the activity, the results will happen, right? And so we don't coach on pipeline and quota. We coach on activity and doing the right activities and put forward all of these different elements of activity, and the results will happen. So that's a wrap for today. I will. We're going to continue, of course, the 30-day communications challenge. So tomorrow will be day 13. And then also, I'm in the process of, we're going to launch a new podcast for Fathom called Creating Your Unfair Advantage. It should be a lot of fun. That's with my co-host, John Pogat. So going to do lots of planning around that podcast, kind of in the midst of creating our persona, you know, who our audience of one is effectively, so we can effectively communicate and make sure it resonates. And we have our documented content marketing strategy to help guide us, as well as our episode guide. And so it should be a lot of fun to spin that podcast up and really just share great marketing transformation stories and stay on top of, you know, this really dynamic space we're working in. And it's a lot of fun. We won't even get into Pokemon Go right now. And I have to admit, I'm intrigued, but because I have to log in with my Google account, I'm not as willing to log into Pokemon Go, because I just think there's something nefarious there. So I'm sure I will eventually, but anyway, that's the latest sensation. So hope you're well, and thanks for your time today. I'd love to hear your comments on what's your favorite, you know, attribute of a high-performing team, and what have you done to coach and work through kind of adversarial situations and, you know, come out on top. So thanks for your time, and we will talk to you soon. Have a great day. It's time for me to seize. Release me, I'm a beast. I know who it is.